From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. The Missouri Development Finance Board is scheduled to vote today on whether to provide tax breaks to help fund a proposed new NFL stadium in St. Louis. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin has details.
If approved, the state would provide $50 million in tax credits for the project, spread out over 3 years, including $15 million this year. It's part of a revised stadium proposal that would cost $998 million, including $820 million for site clearance and construction. Rams owner Stan Kroenke signaled his intent to move the team back to Los Angeles by unveiling a proposal earlier this year to build a new stadium 12 miles from downtown L.A. in Inglewood. Meanwhile, a circuit judge in St. Louis struck down a local ordinance earlier this month that required a public vote on the use of tax dollars for a new stadium. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
St. Louis's credit rating has been downgraded by a credit rating agency. Moody's Investor Services downgraded the rating on a $27.4 million of the city's outstanding general obligation bonds by one notch. The agency also downgraded the rating on the St. Louis Municipal Finance Corporation's $123.5 million of outstanding rated lease revenue debt issued for essential purposes, as well as the rating on the corporation's $138.6 million of outstanding rated lease revenue debt for non-essential purposes. St. Louis Comptroller Darlene Green said in a statement Monday the downgrade is because of the agency's, quote, revised ratings methodology. The University of Missouri will no longer be offering its graduate student employees health insurance subsidies. KBIA's Emerald O'Brien spoke with Senator Claire McCaskill on the issue during her book tour through the state.
McCaskill's book tour came to Columbia just days after the news that the university would stop awarding subsidies to graduate students employed by the university to buy health insurance. The announcement came after an IRS rule which took effect on July 1st. Under the Affordable Care Act, the IRS will fine employers who give their employees subsidies to help buy their own health insurance. Though the university is giving eligible graduate students a one-time fellowship to help ease the burden, it only covers a maximum of $1,240, less than half of what the original subsidy was worth. McCaskill says she's working with the university and legislation to address the issue, but that there's no solution yet.
And so I'm talking to the university about other options that might be available that would help with the situation. This is applying to part of a subset of employees, not all of the university employees. So it seems to me that there could be some other strategies that could be employed that wouldn't leave the grad students out in the lurch.
I'm Emerald O'Brien.
Authorities have evacuated some guests at a Columbia motel after they say a man found an explosive device in a nearby parking lot and brought it inside. A police spokeswoman says officers responded to a call from Red Roof Inn Motel Monday night after a suspicious device was reported. A bomb squad was called in and officers evacuated one of the motel's buildings. No arrests have been made and an investigation is ongoing. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.